Hi, can I speak with Ronald, please?
This is he.
Hey, Ronald, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff Underwriting here. How are you?
Fine. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Do you have a few minutes to speak right now? Are you tied up?
Sure.
Okay,
No.
great.
Jay told me you were going to call back.
Okay, perfect.
You
Yeah, I
work
was
with
wondering.
Jay Chen, right?
Ja, it's pronounced Ja.
Oh,
Right?
Jay.
You've been
Okay.
working with
I'm
Ja.
sorry.
Oh, no problem. I've still been trying to get it down, and I've been working with her for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wanted to get in touch with you there. Really wanted to see, exactly what you're looking at there. We do have an approval here for you. I just had a couple quick
Okay.
questions for you. So
Sure.
it sounds like you guys are heading into the busy season there. Is that right?
The busy tax season is tax season starts in January, usually about January 15th to January 20th through April the 15th.
And
We
that's when
sell.
that's when you guys are
That's when
mostly.
you sell 80% of your cars. Then we sell anywhere from 25 to 40 cars a month, but during that season, we'll sell, that many in a couple of days.
Okay.
We
Got
sell
you.
generally, I think in February, we sold 117
Oh
in the
wow.
month of February this
Are
year.
these, do you guys do, is it used trucks or is it all
We
used?
sell, we are a used car lot. We sell trucks, SUVs, pickups, cars. I can sell a new car. I was a banker for 11 years.
Oh,
It's
really?
now Bank of, yeah, I was with, you probably might have known Nations Bank, but Bank of America owns the bank I was with.
Okay, cool.
I started with State Bank and Trust, then it changed to Bankers Trust, and then it changed to NCNB in South Carolina, and then it was Nation Bank, and then it became Bank of America.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
I helped a couple of the new car dealers go into business around here, so they let me sell cars, and sometimes people want to buy through me instead of through them, and they'll bill it out to me, and I sell it to the individual, but mostly I sell used cars.
Okay, very nice. What are your projections here in 2016 as far as gross annual sales go?
Well, right now it's been doing real good. My son came on board with me 2 years ago, and every year we've been going up. Last year was, I think, about 525, 25, and this year probably about 800,000. We
Okay.
sold 470 cars last year, but that was down. We'd sold 600 the year before. But my son sells newer model stuff where I used to sell anything. But he likes, he likes within 10 years. And mine, I sell from 2000 to 2016.
Okay, very interesting.
We don't normally sell high dollar cars. The highest dollar car sold was a 2008 this month for $20,000 to that we bought an 08 Lexus GS470, and we sold it for 20 grand.
Very nice. What are your profit margins typically there? I'm sure it varies greatly depending on the
We do
vehicle.
pretty good, but we have some. We do a buy here, pay here, and we write some of them off each year.
Okay,
Okay.
and as far as your inventory
Hold
goes,
on just a minute.
yeah, no problem.
I'm going to talk business. Can you? Okay. I'm sorry. I had someone in the office.
Yeah, no
We
problem.
do quite well on them. Of course, when it comes to taxes, we write everything off we can, so we don't have to pay that much in taxes.
Of course,
But
yeah.
we generally work on, we don't charge interest, but we compute that every car we sell has a built-in 20% interest on it. But we generally make about a third profit.
Okay, that's actually very good. All
Oh yeah,
right.
we do real
Yeah.
well. It may not show up always on the bottom end, but we do real well.
Okay. And are you guys typically, as far as bringing on your inventory, are people coming by the location selling you the vehicles? Do you go to auctions? What's your, how do you
We
guys?
primarily buy, we buy mostly from auctions.
Okay, mostly auctions.
Now, with the new car dealers, I know sometimes they are put aside like 30 cars, and you go to them and you buy all 30 at one time.
Okay.
But we buy from, we buy either from the auction or dealer, and we have a, we normally have one or two people stop every week wanting us to buy their cars, and we will buy them, but, you know, that does, you don't have that happen every week, but, you know, if people want to sell their cars, we'll buy them as long as we can check them out. But,
Right.
I've got several dealers that the auctions right now bring less money because it's the summertime, slow time. They don't bring as much money, so the dealers will call me and tell me, okay, I've got 30 cars. Come make me an offer on the 30 cars, and you got to buy them all at one time.
Right, yeah. Okay. And I have here in my notes, it mentions you might be looking to bring on, you know, $25,000 to start, or were you looking, what was your the number you're looking to bring on there?
Well, I told her $50,000, but
Okay.
I told her I may only want 25. She said you could take it all at once or whatever. And I said, well, I said usually what happens is in July is when cars really go cheap. July and August. The cars I buy in July and August, and I'm going to just use $1,000 for a car, okay? I can buy it for $1,000 in July and August, and in October, November, that same car cost me $2,000 because people are stocking up for January sales in July. I mean, in August, in October and November, they're stocking up for January and February. So what I was going to do with yours is if I got it, I would buy additional cars, just like today we bought four cars. And
Okay.
I go to sales Wednesdays, Thursday morning, Thursday night, and Friday morning. And only thing we were going to do with you, I've done it for 2 years. For all these years, I always floor plan myself. And I said, well, 2 years ago we went with went with car bugs, and we paid them off. Of course, if you check with them, you see they had us with $100,000. But we pay them. You got to pay everything off in 45 days. The ones I buy this year in July and August, I wouldn't be able to sell every single car in 45 days.
Right.
And that's why we waited till, you know, September to use them. We bought $100,000 worth of cars from September to December, but you know, I would have to pay them off this year. And I told Jai, I bought a house out in Blythewood, and I put my extra cash. I had $100,000 I put into that house. It's worth $200,000, but I had to buy it. I didn't get a mortgage. I just paid cash for it, and I do still have money in the account, but we just thought it would be easier since y'all had sent us that thing. And I said, well, I haven't borrowed any money since 97 other than my credit cards. And I said, well, if it'll help out, then I have a retirement income from Social Security, Army retirement, and all of right at $3,000 a month. So I said I'd just borrow some money from y'all and make monthly payments. And of course, by the time tax season come, I'd be paying it off anyway. But that's what we were doing.
Okay. Right, so you spent some time in the army there, it sounds like.
Yeah, I was drafted in the Army in 1967. I spent 2 years there, and then I retired out of the National Guard of South Carolina.
Oh, very interesting.
I had 26 and a half years.
Wow.
I have TRICARE for life, which is insurance, and my retirement income out of the National Guard is not really that much. I think it's 620 or 640 a month. But the insurance, I was paying $498 a month for insurance. When I got TRICARE, I don't have to pay that anymore because it covers everything.
Got you. Okay, so we do have an approval for you there. Get the relationship started, we have $35,000 available to you.
Okay. 35?
Correct.
All right.
And it's a 12-month term.
It's what now?
It's a one-year term.
1 year?
Yes, it's a one-year term with the ability to renew 6 months in. And as your payments, it's a daily payment program. So you're looking at $192 a day, weekdays only. And did you want to hear figures that? And that's for the $35,000. Did you want to hear the payback for the $35,000 or the $25,000 you were talking about to get the relationship there started?
Okay. What kind of interest are you charging?
So your payback on the $35,000 is going to be $48,300.
And that's for 1 year?
That's for 1 year. This program does give you the ability at the six-month point, you know, as long as payments are made on time, what we can do is renew the loan. We can, you know, get that relationship established with your business, and we can extend that term out at a cheaper rate, you know, once payments are made on time and you get your foot in the door here with us.
Yes, sir. I like, now, explain, I'm used to monthly payments, but you want $192 a day.
Correct. It's 21 days
a month. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. It's 21
times
days.
Times 5 days, is that what it is?
Right, right.
Is that what you're saying?
Right, it's Monday through Friday. It's 21 days.
Are you doing it weekly or?
It's a
you're
daily.
You're doing it monthly. You're doing it daily. Are you drafting my account every day? Is that what you're
right.
saying?
It is a daily payment, correct.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Ronald? Are you there?
Hello?
Ronald, can you hear me? I think we're losing connection.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm going to give you a call back.